Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio. This is Angel and I am so thrilled to be with you this morning. It is a beautiful day and it is a powerful day and I'm so excited to connect with you on today's topic. And I hope you guys enjoy the topic as much as I enjoy presenting it. And our topic today is filtering through the messages of the crazies to hear the message from the divine. I had a lot of people asking me about this, and I posted it. I had some people sending me some messages like, who are the crazies? What kind of message is that? So we're going to go into some full detail about that here in a second, and I'll try to get as much out there for you as possible. And if you are unable to listen to it, I encourage you to come back and look up on the blog and listen to the rebroadcast later so that you can get all the information that you can need. I'm going to try and give you as much as possible in the little bit of time that we have. This is a very important subject to me. I lecture on this subject all the time. It's a little humorous. I like to keep it light. But the whole purpose of this particular message is to help to keep you focused on your purpose, your mission, your passion, what drives you, the reason why you are doing what you do, without the distractions of the people who may come in, the naysayers, the negative Nancys, the people who come in and like to get you focused on other things. And I call those people the crazies. So we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. But before I do, as always, I want to take a moment to get you to just ground and be in the space that we're in. If you are driving or in an unsafe situation, I ask that you continue to do what you're doing. You can come back and listen to the rebroadcast, download the podcast later, and do the grounding exercise. For the rest of us, just take a moment to just sit in your space. Take a deep breath. Connect to yourself. Connect to the divine energy of our source, our maker, our creator, and be willing and ready to receive the information, the energy, and the support that you need this day to move your life forward. So many of us are so close to the things that we want to achieve. We're so ready to take that powerful leap into our destiny, our purpose, that thing that drives us. We're so there, and we're allowing ourselves to be held back, or we're not quite sure what that next step is. The most important process to being in the position to move forward is being able to receive the information and the guidance that we so desperately are in search of. So please take this moment to relax, take a deep, soothing breath in and release, and be ready to receive. Let everything that's distracting you leave in this one moment. Let life move on without you just for this one moment so that you can receive today. Very good, very good. So back to the topic, filtering through the messages of the crazies to hear the message from the divine. Let's talk about who the crazies are. Who are the crazies? Who are these people? They're the people who are distracting you from your purpose. They're the people that show up when you're right. It is that you find yourself trying to fulfill in life. And just before you step on the stage, they stand in front of you and ask you the questions that you have asked yourself to this point all your life. Who do you think you are? Why do you think you can do this? You're too old to do this. You don't have the skills to do this. Everybody else that does this, you don't do that. I'm better at this than you. Why should you do this and not me? We could go on and on and on. Sometimes the crazies are the closest people to you. Sometimes your crazies are your relatives, your parents, your siblings, your loved ones, your spouse, your best friend. Sometimes your crazies are colleagues that you respect and admire. It doesn't mean that they are not good people to be around you. That's a different role. The people that you need to push out of your life because they're not good for you, those are different people. I celebrate crazies then I'm going to tell you how you can celebrate your crazies, and in many ways need to celebrate your crazies, because we interpret the crazies for the messages often that they're giving us. We filter our lives through the sounds and visuals of their messages, and their messages, again, of what? Their messages are, focus on your blocks and not your mission. Let your fears drive you. Let what your critics believe be what you believe. Accept that you are not good enough for your dream. Accept that you are not deserving. And the most paralyzing one, be afraid to take the next step. That's what the crazies represent to us. Those messages. Challenge you here for a moment and think about what they can represent. They can represent that you are about to step into something powerful. I gave you 3 bullet points in the description of the show. How do you tell who your crazies are? The role your crazies play, and how important your crazies are to your life's purpose. Those are the 3 things that I want you to take with you in every step of your life, because I want you to recognize your crazies when you see them. I want you to see them in a crowd, like Where's Waldo? I want you to see them in a crowd, because when your crazies show up, it is a celebration, for you're in a vibration that is powerful and you are ready to move forward. And we're going to talk about how important your crazies are as a last point. First thing, how to tell who your crazies are. And the crazies are easy to tell because they show up, boom, right when you're about to take off with something, when you're presented with an awesome project, when something powerful is about to happen to you, when you are about to leap forward in a new direction, when you should be focused on something else. Your crazies will announce to you, like the trumpet of Gabriel, when it's time for your life to explode. And they come to you with the messages from your little child, the one that's inside you, that's kept you from moving forward to this point, and perhaps even has kept you paralyzed. They will literally say the words that you had feeling deep down that's keeping you from stepping forward. You can hear their words in your head. And a lot of times you'll feel deja vu. Somebody will walk in, sit down in front of you and start speaking, and you'll get that chill and go, I've experienced this before. Yes, you have. Inside your own head. Remember the little messages that I gave a little moment ago? Focus on your blocks and not your mission. How many of you have experienced that? How many of you had someone you care for sit down with you at coffee while you were talking about your dream? Perhaps something has happened. Perhaps you received an email with some news, or perhaps you've made the decision to take a class, or perhaps you are going to apply for another position, whatever it is that you've decided to do. And you sit down with that friend, and you share it with the friend, and the friend doesn't respond perhaps the way you think they should. And their message to you is, are you sure you're ready for that? Shouldn't you focus on this over here? I mean, you're in a really safe place. You're abundant there. You know what you're doing. It's comfortable. It's not hard. You're not as stressed. And it's local. You're close to home. You know, whatever little stories that we have inside of us that keep us focused on the now. Listen to the words of your crazy and hear the message. And I gave you this example of the two friends sitting at coffee. In my imagination, the teller of the event to her crazy, or his crazy, perhaps had a moment that morning or the night before or the week before where they sat down in contemplation, sat down in meditation and prayer, and asked for guidance. Because that's usually what happens. I just need a sign. What should I do? Please give me the strength. Whatever plea you sent out in this scenario to the universe for some guidance and waiting for that message to come to you. And one day you sit down with your friend and you're like, should I do this? And then your friend says, focus on your blocks and not your mission. Let your fears drive you. Listen to what me, my critic, your critic, believes. And know that this is what you believe. Accept that you're not good enough. Accept that you're not deserving. Be afraid to take the next step. As your crazy sits there and tells you this, our egos come into play. And we become paralyzed in the fear. Rather than hearing the message from the divine. And that message is, why are you thinking about this now when you could be doing, dreamed of doing? Take the leap. Like, wow, how did you get that from what that guy just said? Because you filter your crazies through a filter of sanity, right? That's what you do when a crazy person talks to you. You filter it through filter of sanity. And that filter is, why would I believe you? Why would I believe what this person says? Because it's not true. It's what that person believes. Why would you believe what this person across the way believes? Does that make sense? How do you tell who your crazies are? When they're repeating your fears to you at the moment when it's time to take the step. And I'm not talking about taking dangerous steps. That's another conversation. I'm talking about your life mission and your life purpose, your dreams. How do you tell who your crazies are when they're standing in front of you, whether in person or in voice or in letter, speaking your fears to you as you're about to take on that step? And what is the role your crazies play? They play the role of awareness, and they play the role of the messenger. Your crazies are the answer that you asked for. Still focus on your blocks and not your mission. Why would you focus on your blocks and not focus on your mission? Your fears drive you? Why would you let your fears drive you? Filter through sanity. Let what your critics believe be what you believe. Why would you believe what your critics believe? Accept that you are not good enough for your dream. Of course you are good enough for your dream. Accept that you are not deserving. Of course, you are deserving. Be afraid. Fear nothing. Filter the message through sanity, and you will hear the answer, the clarity you've been waiting for. Because they're not going to say these. These are bullet points that I've given you of the general nature of the messages. What they're going to say is exactly what, and I'll share a story with you. One of my clients, we'll call her Helen, wanted to take on a new role. She wanted to leave this position and take a position doing something else. And so she was leaving the public sector and going into nonprofit. It was a scary step for her, but it was something she felt passionate about because she wanted to give back. She worked hard for years and years and years, and she wanted to give back in some way. And she felt that this was her destiny. But it was a little scary. The work was a little harder. She was going to be doing some traveling. She wasn't used to traveling so much, and it was a significant pay cut. but she felt it was what she needed to do. Deep down inside, she felt like it was the right thing to do, but on another level, she was afraid to do it, saying to herself, I'm not the one, because no one is going to find me credible. So she came from one lifestyle. She came from a lifestyle of money, and the people she was going to be ministering to were people who came from more modest livings, and she felt she wasn't going to have credibility. She said this to me, tried to talk her through it, and she asked for guidance, and she had one message. I really need to hear from God, from the divine, that this is what I need to do. So my prescription to her was for her to meditate and to pray on it, and she would get the guidance that she was looking for. I said, I am certain that you'll get your guidance. I promise you, if you do these things, you will get your guidance. Frustrated, because she says to me, Angel, I did what you told me to do. I felt really great. I didn't get a message, but I got a feeling, and I felt really great. And just before I was about to accept a position that I thought was the right position, I got a phone call from my best friend from college, out of nowhere. I hadn't talked to her for years, and she gave me a call out of nowhere. And we talked for a while, and she was telling me about her and her family and Martha's Vineyard and all the things that they were doing, and we were commiserating. She asked me what I was up to, and I told her about my live stream. And I told her about this thing I was about to do. And her response to me is, why would you do that? Why would you stop and go over there and do that? No one's going to take you seriously. Those people over there aren't even going to understand where you come from, and they're going to feel like you don't understand them. I think you're making a big mistake, and you'd be foolish to do this. To which she ended the call and kind of went into a place of fear and discomfort, and she kind of huddled into a little ball like a child and hid away for almost a week until she picked the phone and called me. After she felt she had gotten this off her chest, I asked her to consider this. I took her through this exercise of the crazies. It's like, isn't it interesting that you asked for guidance? You asked for a sign. You asked for confirmation of this mission, of this thing you want to do. And out of nowhere, you get a phone call from someone that you find very credible, that you have this history with, but has never called you. And it was like 7, 8, 9 years since she'd heard from this person, who didn't give light about you for all these years. And out of nowhere, they feel compelled to pick up the phone and call you and throw rocks through the windows of your dreams by not just discounting the importance of your dream, but by stating to you exactly word for word what you'd been feeling in your own head. That's really interesting to me. How about we play Filter Through Sanity and listen to that again? What do you think you're doing? Instead of saying, what do you think you're doing, how about, oh my God, what a wonderful thing you're doing. Going to people who have lived a life that they could never understand what it is to have the things that you have had, and you've given all that up to come and help lift these people up. What an amazing person you are. Thank you. I think it's time for you to take that step forward. She was silent for a moment. And I'm like, are you okay? And she was crying. And she said, I never thought of that. That was my answer. And it sounds like it was your answer to me. And she stepped away, got her bearings, and went forth and did her ministry work that she wanted to do, and she's happy now. So I share that story with you because it is an example of how the crazies play a role in your life on a mission when you're trying to fulfill your purpose. how important are these crazies to your life purpose? That example of Helen I gave you is a perfect example. They are there to bring light to the doorway that is the next episode. They shed a spotlight on the steps that take you into the next direction. Celebrate your crazies. I do. I've got a couple of crazies in my life. I've got a couple of people that when it's about to happen, they plop down in front of me and say whatever they're going to say, or they pick up the phone for some unknown reason, like Helen's crazy did out of nowhere. I'll hear from someone I haven't heard from, and they'll say, you know, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, pow, explode, end of dream. And when I get off, I smile. I'll see their name on my phone and go, ha, my crazy's calling. It's about time to step forward now, because it usually happens the next morning after I've sat in contemplation, later in the day after I've sat in my morning contemplation, somewhere in my process when I have sat down and asked and reached outside of myself for direction, without fail, one of my crazies will chime in with their little wonderful message of confirmation. And I acknowledge it would be so much easier if someone would walk up to you and just say, yes, go do that. And there are those moments too. One of my favorite scenes in one of my favorite films is National Treasure, where the young man says, can't they just give you a map and say, go here, find the treasure, spend it wisely? No. Fortunately or unfortunately, it's just kind of interesting how life is like finding treasure on a treasure map. You go to the place and there's always a hint, and then you get the hint and you go solve the puzzle and you go to the next place and then there's the next hint, solve the hint and go to the next place until you reach the treasure. That's why not everyone gets to the treasure. Only the tenacious get to the treasure. Your job is to be tenacious. Your job is to be focused. Your job is to see your crazies as a hint on the treasure map. These are the affirmations I want you to repeat to yourself as you're listening to your crazies. I'm going to say that again. These are the affirmations that I want you to repeat to yourself as you engage with your crazies. These affirmations are like lifting weights. They're like exercising. Going to build the muscle. Build that muscle of your filter, able to filter. And when you find that your muscle needs to be stronger, go back to your affirmations, make your affirmations more powerful. I have a pretty good filter muscle, but every once in a while, a crazy will slap in front of me and it'll knock me off of my game. And I, too, have to sit back and work on my muscle. Because the stronger your muscles get, the more you have to work them, right? It's the same thing in every aspect of your life, body, mind, and spirit. Every aspect of your being you can think of as a muscle. And as you get stronger, you have to work it harder to maintain and grow the muscle. Nobody wants to maintain. Everybody wants to get stronger, right? So here we go. Are you ready? I want you to write these down. Affirmation number one, you are gifted. Affirmation number two, you are powerful. Affirmation number three, you are intelligent. Affirmation number four, you are talented. Affirmation number five, you are worthy. Affirmation number six, you are courageous. Affirmation number seven, you are ready. Are your affirmations? If you missed them, come back and listen to the rebroadcast on the podcast so that you can get them. Those are my seven power affirmations. Those are my daily exercises to grow and maintain that sanity filter to deal with your crazies. You do those affirmations every morning. You do those affirmations every time you get a little crippled, a little paralyzed with your fears. You do those affirmations every night. And then when your crazies show up, take you 30 seconds to do these affirmations. Somebody just texted, just chatted with me saying, I don't have time. Then it took me 20 seconds to read through those affirmations. Hey, look, here we go. You are gifted, powerful. You are intelligent. You are talented. You are worthy. You are courageous. You are ready. I am gifted. I am powerful. I am intelligent. I am talented. I am worthy. I am courageous. I am ready. 35 seconds. I said them twice. Don't let yourself be your own crazy. How can you not have enough time to make your own life bountiful and powerful? Don't let yourself be your own crazy. It is challenging enough to filter the people around you that you love and admire that may be a crazy. It can be near impossible to filter yourself. So by all means necessary, do not turn the crazy mirror around and make yourself your own crazy. Filter through the messages of the crazies to hear the message from the divine. Build that filter up every day. Affirmations, your powerful filter exercise affirmations. And when your crazies are sitting in front of you or on the phone, say them in your head. Don't say them out loud. That'd be kind of strange when somebody's talking to you and you start pointing at them and saying your affirmations. But when that person sits in front of you, as they're talking to you, smile and say these affirmations in your head. And the longer you do that, the less impact the crazes will have on distracting you. And then like me, when they start calling you, you'll say your confirmations, you'll say your affirmations, you'll say you'll go through your contemplations with the divine, you'll say your prayers, you'll ask for that guidance. And the next day, that person will come up to you and they'll start talking and you're like, that's what I'm talking about. My crazy's here. It's about to happen. That's what I'm looking for. And that's what you're looking for. And I hope this was a very useful message today for you. It's one of my favorite messages to deliver. I do workshops on this topic. And it came up for me myself a couple of times this week because I have my own interactions with my own crazies this week, and I felt it was really important to go through this for everyone. Then please visit me on the website at igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Check me out on Twitter and Facebook and join my mailing list. I have lots of things coming up. I hope that you have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. Blessed on this wonderful summer solstice. Take care. God bless. And remember, ignite your life today, so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. Take care.